Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey guys, welcome back. I am Nat from natsnumbers.com, and you and I are here on numerologist.com to find out what does May 2018 hold in store for us according to numerology. Let's get right into it. I've got some really juicy notes here, and May is a seven universal month. When we are in a seven timing cycle in numerology, there are some things that, generally speaking, show up. The seven brings forth this ability to go inward, to access deeper solutions to our lives. It's a beautiful timing cycle where we get impassioned learning something that aligns with our unique mind, that aligns with our unique heart. It's where we are able to find that sense of deeper meaning that maybe we've been searching for. And one of the things that I love the most about a seven cycle is this is really a time when we're reminded of the unique way that each of us connects to the divine, to the creator, to God, to the universe. This is where we can reestablish or establish a partnership with the divine so that we can better create and manifest what we want in our lives. So if you've been feeling like a fish out of water, if you've been feeling like you're trudging through mud and you do not have access to all the information that you need, maybe you've been asking yourself, why? Why does this keep happening? I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. What's the solution here? The seven cycle swoops in to give you access to the wisdom, the knowledge, the data, the spiritual information that you've been needing that is beyond you in your small, finite mind, so that you can move forward, so that you can access the solutions and the trails and the maps that you need to be able to be successful. Now, all of that is true that I just mentioned, but May 2018 has something extra to offer. Because 7 is birthed out of the 5 of May and the 11 of 2018, this is more of an extroverted energy. It's not just you going within and accessing personal discovery. There's something else going on here. And the reason why is because the 11 and the 5 are fast moving. They're dynamic. The 11, remember, of 2018 wants you to up level. It wants you to access new beginnings in regards to relationships, collaborations, partnerships. It wants you to break out of the mold. The 5 wants you to ask yourself, what if things could just keep getting better and better? It wants you to raise your ceiling on what you think or know is possible. So when you have these two numbers, these two brilliant characters showing up to the table feeding the 7, you receive a gift from the universe. In the Christian tradition, this gift was coined grace. And grace is the phenomenon of receiving a gift from the universe, receiving a gift from God that is not correlated to cause and effect. It's not about what you've done or what you haven't done. It isn't about whether you deserve it or not. It's just a gift. It's just a gift from the loving greater forces of the universe. And this gift, this month, is going to be a gift in regards to shifting your perspective and shifting your mindset. Before you get upset about this and go, oh, boo, because you wanted a car or you wanted a gift of $1 million or a lover, you got to hear me out here. This is one of the greatest gifts that you could have this year. This is so transformative because remember, we are in an 11 universal year. The 11 doesn't pick up speed until the second half of its influence. So if you have a master number in your chart, you typically aren't able to fully embrace the high potential of that master number until your 30s or 40s. And it's the same when we're in a timing cycle of the 11. So we typically won't experience the pickup. We won't experience the miracles, the incoming, until the second half of the influence. So the 7 being placed here is placed here strategically. It's placed here for a reason. It's where there's a shift in your perspective or a shift in your mindset that is divinely mandated so that you can access this heightened level of purpose and success in the world, and purpose and success in regards to love, relationships, and friendship. The greatest gift that you could ever receive is being able to look at those things that you've been contending with in a brand new way. It's like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're worrying about that thing, and no matter how hard you analyze, no matter how hard you try to figure things out, no matter how hard you seek out the best advice and the best guidance from people that you admire and that you love, it won't go away. And that's because we need God. That's because we need spirit, because there is a greater mind. There are greater forces that are going to come in and that are going to literally change the way that we've been looking at that problem so it doesn't look like a problem anymore. So that our very consciousness shifts, the way that we think, the way that we react, the way that we interact with our reality changes. And suddenly our reality starts to look drastically different as well. And the huge benefit of this is it's going to catalyze that big movement that we're going to see in the second half of this year. And it's also going to give you those wonderful physical gifts that you probably are wanting and loving. Because remember, the 7 comes before the 8. The 8 is physical manifestation, resources, authority, power, and influence in the physical material world. But you cannot get to the 8 without the number 7. Because, of course, everything that has been created in this physical world, everything that you could desire or want in this physical world, comes from the realm of spirit. This is your time to receive the gift of grace from the universe, to develop a partnership with these higher, benevolent, loving forces, so that you can finally move in to that new way of living, that new way of seeing that you have been truly looking for. This is going to be great. I hope all of you are having a fantastic month so far. I cannot wait to talk with you next month. And as always, please rate and subscribe to this channel so that you get notified the next time we upload a video. And I can't wait to talk with you guys soon. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning into this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.